The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings and welcome to our morning meditation, morning here in California. And it's still dark, now that it's getting into winter. And sometimes the simplest practice of meditation can lead to the greatest benefit and greatest insights. And there's something very significant about keeping it all very simple. And what I'd like to offer today is is to suggest that, first I'll give you a little metaphor, allegory, that I often do teaching. And that is that I once saw a mountain stream up in the mountains here. And it was a shallow, very clear stream. And as I sat on the edge of the stream, I could not tell if the water was moving. And it just seemed like the water was standing still. So then I took a twig that was sitting next to me on the ground and put it into the water vertically. And then I could see there was a small wake that was being formed. And I could see that, in fact, there was a current. So in the same way, we sometimes can't see the movements of our mind, the activities of the mind, the ways the mind is stuck and caught in its thoughts and concerns. We can't see it subtly enough or clearly enough until we do the equivalent of putting a, you know, the twig into the water to see the current, and to see clearly what the mind is up to in a sense, and is one way to begin helping the mind become more peaceful and quiet, and to let go of the places we're stuck. If we don't see it, we don't know what we're working with, and the simple practice is to count your breathing. I put tremendous importance on keeping breath, breathing at the heart of meditation practice. I know it doesn't work for everyone, but for those who it does, I encourage it. And in addition to just following, tending to the breathing, there's also counting the breath. And there's counting 1 to 10, and I count every exhale, 1, next exhale, 2, up to 10. And the idea is if you lose count, no worry at all. Just start over again. Or if you're not sure where you are on the count, just always start at 1. Very peacefully, contentedly, just start at 1. If you get to 10, start at 1. Start over again. And I try to fill the whole count, whole exhale with the counts, like 1, kind of stretching out the word, 2. Some people like to count 1 for the in-breath and 1 for the out-breath. Just do both and really stay on top of it. In order to keep the count, there has to be a little bit more engagement, a little more continuity and focus so you don't lose count and stay on track. And that staying on the breath and staying on track with the breath is the equivalent of the twig in the creek that lets you see that's a current. By having that as a reference point, you see how much your mind wanders off and starts thinking and gets stuck on things. And you might see it more clearly than you usually do. And in seeing it clearly, it might give you the inspiration to just gently, lovingly, devotedly, kind of hold the course with the breath, keep counting, and let the other thoughts kind of recede to the background. So, taking a meditation posture and closing your eyes and taking some long, slow, deep breaths as you exhale to settle in, relax into your body, settle into your place of meditation. Perhaps as you exhale, softening the shoulders, relaxing, letting your shoulders hang. And letting your breathing return to normal. And kind of scanning through your body to see where in your body you can relax further. Not to slump, but to be alert in your posture. But also to release any extra holding tension that's easy to release. And then to become aware of the body's experience of breathing. Aware of how the body physically experiences breathing. Not so much the breath that we're following, but we're attending to the body's movements, sensations that come into play as we're breathing. And if you're watching the breath at the nostrils, where the air does go in and out, again, it's not so much the air, but rather the sensations that are being stimulated. If you're aware of it in the chest and the belly or the torso, it's the movements and the alternating sensations that come with the movements of pressure and release. And then, for those of you who came a little late, I'm encouraging people to count their breath today. Maybe on every exhale, give it a count to help you stay on track. And when you can't stay on track with a count, that's an opportunity to see more clearly the strength of the distracted mind and the ways in which we get pulled and stuck in thoughts, ideas, feelings. And to count from 1 to 10, and then do it again. If you lose count, start over again without any comment, or just kind of matter-of-factly. And see if in a relaxed but also dedicated way, devoted way, to really try to stay with the count, stay with your breathing, stay with the physicality of breathing, where the counting helps you to stay, feeling, sensing. But if you lose count, it's okay, completely okay. Just start over again. And doing this exercise for meditation will provide you a reference point for the talk I'll give at the end. Coming back to count, counting in a gentle way in the mind. So the way you say the count is calming for the mind. But to keep it going, so there's persistence. Keeping it that simple, counting the breath, the breathing, putting aside your preferences, your expectations, your wishes, your thoughts, and keeping it simple, just counting. as we come to the end of this sitting, to continue for a few moments here with your breathing. Maybe continue for a few more breaths with a count. Appreciating your potential to not be caught in your thoughts, stuck in ideas and feelings, but by keeping the mind massaged by breathing, staying with the breath, the rhythm of breathing, you'll see clearly how much you're oriented towards thoughts and ideas, and perhaps begin appreciating an alternative for the mind to become relaxed and soft and open, not caught or preoccupied. And then imagine that a mind which is attention, which is not caught, not preoccupied, that's an attention that can listen to others carefully and fully without the filter of our judgments and preferences and our thoughts. A mind which is soft and open and relaxed, not caught in anything, is a mind that can contemplate deeply other people and their circumstance and take in the fullness of people. It's a mind that has room for the heart, a mind that has room for our goodwill, our generosity, our kindness and compassion. And may it be that sitting in meditation makes lots of room for our goodwill, our generosity, our kindness and compassion, so that we can bring that into the world, or at least we can bring in the peacefulness or the calmness that makes room for a healthy way of relating to the world around us. May it be the meditation we do benefits the world around us. May it be that we live for the welfare and happiness of all beings, including our own welfare. May all beings, including ourselves, be happy. May all beings, including ourselves, be safe. And may all beings, including ourselves, be free.